It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome back to Money for Lunch, ladies and gentlemen. We are, you know, I don't know if I would call it tax season, but we're certainly on the cusp of tax season. Here we are, we're coming into March, and I don't know, as soon as January hits, I'm thinking taxes. Today on the show, we have Mary King, known as the IRS problem-solving attorney. Mary King began her career in 1993 after graduating from Stetson University College of Law. Her career in law has primarily focused on IRS problem solving as well as mortgage foreclosure defense. Mary's been practicing law for 23 years and enjoys helping her clients remove the dark cloud of the IRS. Mary King, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to, you know, for taxpayers. And I want to dive into this. Because I want to talk about offshore bank accounts, because I thought offshore bank accounts were, I guess, you know, you always hear about them being a great place to put your money or whatever. So is the IRS still looking for, you know, offshore accounts? Talk about this.
Absolutely. The IRS, if you have over $10,000 in money in an offshore account, you are supposed to report it. And the IRS has kept updating its list of foreign banks who potentially have U.S. citizens' money offshore. And if the bank that you hold your money in gets on this list, the penalty of usually 27.5% becomes 50%. And so it's a very, very stiff penalty, but the benefit to actually going through the offshore disclosure program is that you won't be subject to criminal prosecution.
All right. So correct me if I'm wrong. Bottom line is you can put your money anywhere you want, but you have to disclose that money, right? I mean, you still got to account for the income and pay taxes on it.
You are absolutely correct.
So
there's nothing wrong. A lot of people... A lot of people, you know, think if the money is offshore, then it's not subject to U.S. taxation.
And, of course, the IRS is here to remind you that you're wrong.
Absolutely.
No matter what, the Uncle Sam wants his share of that money. Now, bottom line is, look, and again, Mary, correct me if I'm wrong, if you have – if you make a bunch of money, you know, you have a duty and a right to mitigate those, what do you call it, the tax consequence to the IRS. I mean, you have a legal right to get deductions and what do you call it, take advantage of whatever the IRS, what do you call it, yeah, deductions are to help you mitigate those taxes. However, there's no such thing as not paying taxes.
Correct. So the issue is, you know, you can, like you said, you can have the money offshore, you can use deductions to lower the taxes, but you must disclose. And that's where a lot of people get caught, is they think, well, I don't have to disclose it, and it becomes a very serious issue quickly.
Yeah. The way I've always looked at it, it's kind of simple. If the you take any wealthy person, what's this guy's name? Mark Cuban or what's his name? Berkshire Hathaway CEO. What's his name? Warren Buffett. These guys still pay taxes. And by the way, they can hire the best minds in the world to try to avoid getting paying taxes. At the end of the day, they still pay taxes. So if they're going to pay taxes, little people like us, everyday, you know, people are going to have to pay taxes. And I'm always weary of anybody who says otherwise, because that's, you know, whether you think it's unconstitutional, sovereign right, blah, blah, blah. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to pay the IRS, and that is the final say on that. No matter what anybody else tells you, the IRS will come knocking at your door eventually.
Correct. Correct. There was a there's actually a case. There's actually a case on this very subject where a man was sentenced to 6 months in prison for failing to report his offshore money.
Yeah, there's a vacation you don't want.
Exactly.
You know, as nice as federal prison might be, and I'm sure that we've all heard the great stories of how wonderful these institutions are, it's certainly a place I would like to avoid. All right, so speaking of vacation, I want to talk about this. Let's say that I have a European vacation plan, but I owe the IRS. Can they really deny my passport renewal?
Absolutely. There was a law that was signed into existence in December of 2015, and it was I will say a little sneaky, in my opinion. It was titled "Fixing America's Surface Transportation," the FAST Act, and within that act, a law that was designed to crack down individuals with what they consider to be seriously delinquent tax debt. Now, what they consider a seriously delinquent tax debt is an unpaid enforceable tax debt to the IRS totaling more than $51,000, including interest and penalties, and for which a federal tax lien has been filed. And I know certainly in my practice, I see lots of people who have debts in excess of $51,000.
Sure. Now, okay,
so
what was the name of this little law that they snuck that in?
It's called Fixing America's Surface Transportation.
Yeah, something completely unrelated, and this happens quite a bit when a law is passed, right? A bill is turned into law, is that they talk about all these riders that all these people put in there. And so the IRS was able to get this rider and sneak, as you said, in a very sneaky, under-the-radar, get this thing done. And I'm surprised
right.
that our senators and our congressmen allowed this to happen. This is amazing.
Well, it is, but you know how that goes. So the yeah. purpose of the law is that if a person has over this amount of debt, the State Department can not only deny a passport application, but they can revoke a passport.
Wow. So you have a legitimate passport. Now they can completely invalidate it.
Right. So if you've paid for this great European vacation and you get to the airport and they say, "We're very sorry, but your passport has been revoked," that would really sting.
Yes. However, again, I'd much rather not get on the plane and be able to go back home versus the first story you mentioned with the gentleman spending 6 months in jail. So, you know, yes, you lost your European vacation, but at least you're free enough to go back, talk to your attorney, get the thing straightened out, and hopefully reschedule the vacation.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? And it's amazing to me that the IRS hasn't done that sooner, because it's kind of smart on their part. I don't like it, but it is very smart. And luckily, my understanding is that the government computers are, you know, way behind the times, and they don't all connect with different departments. But eventually that'll be solved, and I could see the IRS intruding more and more in our lives. I could just see your driver's license renewal not being accepted or being denied because you owe the IRS money. It's sooner or later it's going to get to that point. I think that the IRS is is behind the times. And once they catch up, it's going to be interesting where you see them pop up.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So here we are. We're heading into tax season. What should I know for the 2017 tax filing season?
Well, one thing that's really important, and we ask our clients for, is their previous year tax return if we didn't prepare it. Because then, you may have things on that return and you don't bring in all the documents to us, and we can look at that return and say, well, what about this or what about that? You know, there may be bank accounts or brokerage accounts that have changed, but we want to be sure that we have all that information, prior to filing that return. There's actually some information that you really should have before you go to see a preparer. For instance, records of estimated tax payments, if you got unemployment, gambling winnings or losses, money from a hobby, those kind of things.
Okay, so if you have winnings from gambling, you obviously disclose that. You made money, but the IRS allows mm-hmm. you to deduct a certain amount of gambling losses?
They do.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's a reason to go to the casinos. You can give the money to
right.
the casinos, or you can give them to the IRS, so you make your choice. I'm surprised that Vegas hasn't jumped on that. All right.
It would be good advertising, right?
Yeah, I think it would be great. Hey, don't pay Uncle Sam. Spend your money here and write it off. So I could just see that happening. All right, that's interesting.
One other thing that we're seeing a lot of this year is clients who used Obamacare as their health insurance, and for whatever reason, their income went above the limits to be qualified for Obamacare. And so now they're getting forms saying, hey, you owe us this money back from the premiums that were paid. And many times they end up owing on their tax returns the IRS money, but it's also kicking them out of, for instance, if we had them in a payment agreement, because once you owe again, the IRS automatically kicks you out of whatever agreement you're in.
Oh, wow. Fun time.
Right.
That's, yeah. And this happens it sounds like it happens automatically. So again, if you accidentally made more money than you thought, you get kicked out of Obamacare. Now you owe the money, and so you're kicked out of your payment plan.
Correct.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's what we call it, another reason to, as you said, bring in those taxes, and really is another reason to maybe have a check with your tax professional before things get out of whack. I mean, it sounds to me like if you're currently on the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and last year you started making more money than you thought, then you might. You might owe more money than you thought because of the changes, right? So it seems that you definitely want to consult with a tax professional.
Right. We had a former client that she prepared her own tax return. The tax return showed that she owed because of this Obamacare issue. She brought it in for us to review, and we were able to find her some deductions so that she ended up not owing.
Man, that was nice. Yeah. There's the dream. there's the dream. Well, and I like this because she prepared her taxes. She brought it into your office for a review. And again, you guys were able to find her some additional deductions that she wasn't taking advantage of. And this is one of the things that is so, to me, so difficult to do. Because as you know, I have prepared my taxes and I finally have given up on that because every time I prepared my taxes, there was something I didn't do right. I didn't cross this T, I didn't dot this I, and didn't take advantage of this. Now I owe more money over here. So sometimes if you have a real simple return, then yeah, you could probably get away with preparing your own taxes. But, once you start including different things and a business and Schedule C and stuff like that, it really does pay to get a second opinion, like going to your office or going to another tax preparer and making sure that you've done everything right.
Absolutely.
All right. So I want to talk about this real quick because, you know, you and I have talked about this before, but I think it's worth mentioning because you mentioned owing the IRS and making a payment plan with the IRS. So the IRS does allow you to make payment plans, and it's obviously under, you know, certain controlled environments. And in other words, you know, you correct me if I'm wrong, you have to make an application to make a payment plan. Walk us through this whole payment plan thing with the IRS.
So if you owe the IRS money, you know, an individual can call up the IRS and say, hey, I want to do a payment agreement. And you can actually talk to the IRS representative and, you know, that you may get a nice person or you may not. But an individual can call and set it up. Now, if you owe under $50,000, you can get what's called a streamlined agreement. And that's where you don't have to submit your financial information to the IRS, which some people are very opposed to. If you owe in excess of $50,000, though, you have to submit your financial information, which includes, you know, your monthly income, your monthly expenses, and any assets. So that's the way it's done. Pretty short and sweet.
Sure. Yeah. So again, you know, and I like the way you said that. You may get a nice person at the other end of that, you never know. But bottom line is, you can make arrangements. If you know, sometimes it's just easier, you know, again, to get in touch with a tax specialist and just be able to, what do you call it, make it easier on yourself. Because sometimes, you know, you don't connect with a nice person at the IRS. And what's even worse than that is that sometimes it's faster to go through a third party, because when you call the IRS, sometimes your wait time could be like an hour long. It's crazy.
Right. And, you know, the other thing is we got a case from another attorney here in town. They'd been trying to do it. They're not a tax attorney. They'd been trying to do it for 6 months. And we got the case resolved in a month for the client. So
wow.
You're right. Sometimes you can do it, but sometimes handing it off to a professional is easier and better.
Absolutely. Look, we all have our area of expertise, and I'm glad you mentioned that story, because here's an attorney who was struggling with an area that they weren't experts in. And so they finally turned it over to you, because that's, you know, you are the IRS problem-solving attorney, and you got it fixed in 30 days. And, you know, so what could have taken 30 days ended up taking 7 months, because the non-expert got involved and screwed everything up.
That is absolutely
right,
correct.
So so just because they're an attorney doesn't mean that they're an IRS problem-solving attorney. So just make that distinction. All right, so let me ask you this. It seems like more and more federal criminal court cases are being brought together. I think that there's something out there about a tax preparer who said all his customers' tax returns were self-prepared. Talk about this.
Well, so a tax preparer in the U.S., I'm not going to say what state, prepared a number of tax returns for people. She included inflated expenses, bogus child care expenses, business losses, and so forth. And she claimed that all the returns were self-prepared, but in fact, they weren't. She had, you know, prepared the returns, and I think the issue was that, you know, she was trying to conceal herself and conceal what was going on with the returns by preparing these returns under self-prepared. She was ordered to serve a year of what they call supervised release, but pay over $600,000 in restitution to the IRS.
Wow. And let me tell you, that $600,000 will not ever go away until that $600,000 is paid. I mean, that's, you got to shake your head at that. I mean, so here's this lady who now owes the IRS $650,000. I'm assuming she didn't make, you know, quote, all, she didn't make $1 million to be able to offset that, you know, and she lost some of her freedom. She's got this record, all of that because she was trying to, I don't know, she was trying to skirt the law, obviously. But, you know, to me, it seems like, you know, the what do you call it? Obviously, she had a standard of care that she breached. But her what do you call it? Her clients knew what she was doing. So, you know, it seems like they probably should have gotten spanked a little bit, too. It doesn't, it's, you know, this doesn't all happen by itself. So,
right. They were signing those returns.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And so now they're saying, oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that claiming child care expenses, even though I have no children, was illegal. My tax preparer said all that. You know, come on, people. You know, doesn't it boggle your mind, though, Mary? I mean, I know you've seen case after case after case. Bottom line is, you know, all this rigmarole that people do to try to get away from paying the IRS sooner or later comes to bite them in the butt. I mean, it's, you know, the IRS might be overworked. It might be underfunded. And in a lot of ways, like a lot of departments, they grind slowly, but they never stop grinding.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So I mean, they'll catch you eventually.
Yeah. You know, we had a local case here, a gentleman named Gordon Hall, who was indicted, and he was one of those guys. He was indicted for a bunch of different tax stuff, but he's one of those guys that was what do they call it? These anti-tax people, these sovereign nation type people, and so he had come up with
tax
a
protester.
Scam. And this is, thank you, tax protester. And his scam was he would get a money order, a copy of a money order, and as proof that he had paid the IRS money. And anyway, it was just on the extreme side, ridiculous. And he wasn't actually sending a money order to the IRS, mind you. He was getting a copy of a money order and sending that to the IRS as proof, as though, quote, his clients had paid money to the IRS. And, you know, bottom line, he ends up getting, I believe he ends up getting like 26 years in prison, all sorts of other stuff. His son gets locked up. For what? I mean,
yeah, that's crazy.
It's just, it is. It's crazy. And, you know, bottom line is all of that, all of the stuff that he did to save his clients a few dollars here and there, I guarantee you none of his clients who, you know, who got, you know, who went through this court with him would think it was worth it. And I'm sure that this gentleman and his son, who are now serving years in prison, you would think, or you hope, that they would go, man, maybe I made a bad mistake trying to rip off the IRS. I mean, it's just not worth it. I mean, it's, you know, pay the IRS. If you can't pay them, do a payment plan. Focus on making more money. Focus on better tax strategies. And just keep moving forward, because there is no cheating the IRS on a permanent basis. I just, you know, yes, every now and then maybe somebody does get away with it, but they're the exception, not the rule. And if you're like me, you're going to be the one person who gets caught, and they're going to make an example out of you.
That's true.
It's just not worth it. You know, I always think of, oh my goodness, now their name escapes me, but you know, they're a couple of wealth. It's a wealthy couple. They had a bunch of luxury hotels in New York. The Hemsleys. Leona Hemsley. I mean, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Hemsley. You know, they tried to cheat the IRS for like a couple of hundred grand. And these guys are multimillionaires. They had millions of dollars. But again, they tried to cheat the IRS for a couple hundred grand, and they both end up going to federal prison. It's like, really? I mean, you know, it's just
– it's crazy.
Dude, it's crazy. I mean, you have millions of dollars and you're going to try to rip off you're going to waste the time to rip off the IRS for a couple hundred grand. Then they had to go, the IRS found out. They ended up going to federal criminal court. They probably spent at least a couple hundred grand for attorney's fees. And they both get convicted. Do the math. It just doesn't work out. If they would have paid the 200 grand, they could have, I don't know, they would have, anyway, saved a bunch of time. And if you don't, there's, again, you talk to a IRS professional, you talk to somebody like Mary King or some other attorney who's a specialist in the IRS, and see what's available to you. Maybe writing a $200,000 check to your favorite charity might help. Something. But, bottom line is all these tax scams never work. And I want to mention one other thing that you have to be careful of, because, again, you and I have talked about this, but it's worth mentioning because we're heading into this tax season and everybody's going to see these commercials and they're going to see these ads on Facebook and on Google. And that is, there's a lot of people out there who promise you that they can take your $100,000 tax debt and get it down to pennies on the dollars. And I want to talk about this for a little bit, because that's not always the case. Pennies on the dollars is a misleading advertisement, because it's on a case-by-case basis, right?
You're absolutely correct. I'm glad you brought that up. You're absolutely correct in that not everybody will get it, which is the case. And yet these ads portray it as though, everyone qualifies. And qualifies is a really important word, because it depends not only on your income and your expenses, but it also depends on your assets. So if you have assets in excess of what you owe the IRS, you'll never get the pennies on the dollar deal.
Yeah. I mean, IRS is going to say, hey, you got $1 million in assets, and you want to do I think it's called an offer and compromise, right? For $100,000. They're not going to let that slide. They're going to make you sell some of those assets to pay off the $100,000.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, the IRS might be slow, but they're not stupid. They know how to do math.
I'm going to use that in my consultations.
Right here on Money for Lunch, you can use it. Absolutely. Yeah. But it's true though. I mean, it's on a case-by-case basis, and a lot of these companies that you see, they'll pop up for tax season and they disappear. And if you do your homework, you'll find that some of these companies have had their own battles with the IRS, with the FTC, and all sorts of other alphabets, because of the promises that they made, the misleading ads that they use. It doesn't work for everybody, because, ladies and gentlemen, if it did, that's what we would all do. I mean,
absolutely. And I do use that one in my consultations.
It's just one of those things, man. I think that the focus should be on legitimate deductions. I mean, you have to have a tax strategy. If you have a strategy for making money, maybe sit down and start realizing that you might need a tax strategy so you can either defer or reduce your taxes. And ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you, it does seem a little crazy that, maybe you're only making a couple hundred grand a year and you owe so much money to the IRS. Yeah, it sucks, but that's just what we have right now. That's what we're dealing with right now. With the quote Trump tax plan, maybe we'll all see something in 2018 that we didn't get to participate in 2017. Maybe we will pay less taxes. But right now, at the end of the day, if you owe money, there's ways of reducing that money you owe, and there's certainly ways of making a payment plan. And as Mary just said, if you qualify, you can do an offer and compromise. Other than that, I don't think there aren't too many other options. Oh, I guess if you're dead, then at that point you're off the hook. But as long as you're still kicking around, the IRS is still going to want their money.
Absolutely.
Well, Mary, okay, so if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best website to get a hold of you at?
It is taxlawyerflorida.com.
Taxlawyerflorida.com. And even if you don't live in Florida, because taxes are a federal thing, Mary can point you in the right direction. She can talk with you. And one of my favorite things about working with somebody like Mary is that because she's an attorney, anything you say with her is under that attorney-client privilege. So check out taxlawyerflorida.com. Mary King, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing.
Thank you, Bert. Have a great afternoon.
All righty. Good stuff there from the IRS problem-solving attorney, Mary King. Mary King has been one of our regular contributors for years, and I personally work with her office. They do help me with my taxes. And anyway, so I encourage you, if you're having some tax problems, check her out. She might be able to work miracles for you. If you get a chance and you haven't done it yet, I don't know what you're waiting for, go to youtube.com/Bert Martinez. youtube.com/Bert Martinez. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Check out my latest YouTubes. I got some there from Sylvester Stallone. Got something there about making videos. Other celebrity videos as well are coming online. Go there now, subscribe, do yourself a favor. It'll change your life, you'll have more fun, and you'll live happier. I don't know if any of those are true, but I can absolutely tell you that if you go to youtube.com/Bert Martinez, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel absolutely for free. As always, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing. And please, let's share this show with everybody you know. Everybody that might pay taxes could benefit from today's show. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.